Blog Talk Radio.
In Korea, we had to go far beyond the 38th and cross over into China and search for my golden fleece, the Booty Buddha. And they were hunting us like wild animals for the treasure of the millennium. I keep telling you, I know, it's not what you want. What about my life? You never tried to understand. You didn't want to understand. I know.
Ian, this is Ian. Wake up.
What was I saying?
You dreaming about your ma and pa.
Yeah, they would like that. What do a nurse and a factory worker amount to in this mad world? We must move. How's your leg?
You can't do alone, crazy, handsome American. I can't no do, but no kasha. You must do me in.
Get on your other leg, Sue. I'll tie you on me, or I'll drag you back by your hair.
You promised, Ian, I'd do it to you.
This is where our damn races part. I won't leave you. Or kill you. I break my promise. First, I must get that slug out, or you lose that leg. Be my little brave soldier. What? For pain?
Oh, power up. That's good to you. Good for you. Oh, that's it. Give it to me. Good baby.
That action is getting closer. Aside from talk of a pending war, a sober moon prevailed over Korean skies, putting me in the mood for play and relaxation for what I've been through. And aside from my mission here, for my evening chow chow, I proceed to my hotel's famous cafe. Yes, and to see the night's pickings. Damn, closer yet.
Ah, tanky, litty, coolie one. Why you have given my muchy drinky with such bangy?
My waitress nodded the compliments from a lone exotic beauty, tailored in blue silk. It's hard to ascertain when a female Oriental is eyeing you. When you look her way, in a split second, she looks away. This chick beauty bear a flawless creamy complexion, delicate hands, and muchy protruding curves begging for touchy, touchy. I figured pure Chinese, tipsily approaching her table for talky. She smiled and blinked long black eyelashes that matched her sparkling raven hair. The name's Ian. Tanky for Kiko Wino. Suppose we get together, chop 'em, chop.
Stop making such a fool of yourself, silly American.
You know English?
Of course. Think we're stupid? My name's Mei-Ling Mei-Song.
Mei-Ling Mei-Song. Care to dance?
Xiao Ting. Ian.
She came flush into me, erupting my nature. We danced to the balcony, overlooking a moonlit river. She hummed in my ear and nipped at my earlobes. I could not think clearly. I was hearing harmonious tunes of pleasure from a strange, voluptuous, hot female whose passionate lips and feverish body radiated desire. Who are you, Mei-Ling Mei-Song?
Who are you, Ian?
The whispering I vaguely remember. Yours or mine?
Better junk and mine.
Type of a thousand dreams.
Much better.
This would be a quickie. I had to get out of the country because I had seen that anxious platoon of soldiers enter the hotel. I knew they were after me. Undressing, I kissed Mei-Ling savagely. Savagely, she kissed back. With our mouths tightly sucked together, I carried her to bed in her costly suite of rooms. Her dress was made too tight. Couldn't wait to see and feel that naked figure.
Chinese made another way.
Don't hand me that. I know the way you are made. Made right for me.
Oh.
Her legs clutched me firmly around my waist. By my buttocks, her feet pushed me forward and snugly on her as she pumped me deeply into her quivering, fluid body.
I haven't had too many.
America invades.
Ooh, we take sex as religion. Let no one interfere or suffer the consequences.
We take it as a habit.
A shame and so much passion.
I feel I can't go any deeper.
Oh, but I feel you can.
We're right over the river, and I see sharks. Bed is shaking. Oops! I'm falling! I must get out! The sharks are attacking! I cannot swim them! What? A mermaid? She's to my rescue! I'm saved! She bites my leg and arm. She wants to copulate. She rides me. What pleasures! She is seducing me.
Mei-Ling, someone is at our door. She's out cold. Got to get to that door and secure it. It's mind over matter. I can beat any narcotic. Mei-Ling Mei-Song. That was some powerful crap you gave me. You all know how to work well with the poppy. Who says it's only a flower? Let me take a few minutes to get straight. I'll leave by way of the balcony. We'll try to keep in touch. Farewell, my lovely sleeping beauty. May our 1001 nights be long remembered. I'm headed toward Japan. Watching that fire right down this road. Let me turn off this jeep and get out of here. That hit was close enough. I was knocked out. I don't know for how long. Next, I was put in a so-called medical recovery facility with wounded. One was about to undergo an operation.
Please, give me something fast before you amputate. Sorry, short on anesthetics.
After my partial recovery, I was put in a large cell of this concentration camp with many mourning prisoners. What goes here? All I know, I was blown up in my truck. Now I'm here. And I see many abuses.
Yeah. They beat you. They beat the hell out of you. Whatever they want, they beat it out. Pain. Death.
Yes.
Treatment. You'll undergo initiation, yeah. Too.
Who is the head honcho here?
A new, mean general, head of all camps. Be sure to humble yourself completely. But you'll face close torture, unknown to mankind.
What I needed was a big flat shovel, because I could plainly see my ass was in deep shit.
Head and belly on floor. And don't look up. Inspection!
Obliging the scared fool, I heard footsteps stop at me.
You, blonde one, look up.
A soldier clubbed me across my back.
Be quick about that.
I looked up. The general, Wei Ling Mei Song. They moved on. Within the hour, soldiers marched me to the general's private decorated quarters. She had controlled her surprise well. She did have nerves of steel. We were alone. So you're the great feared general, Mei Ling Mei Song. I see gross mistreatments here. I'd rather call you the Dragon Lady.
Be careful how you address me, Yan. I could have you shot for saying that. I rule here. My power is absolute. Don't tell me how to run my camps.
How you run your camps, I don't like. And my power is pleasure absolute.
Dick is cheap, my love Alman. The cheapest thing you can find.
Not mine.
Oh, you have the choice one.
What do you think?
How contemptuous and fearless you are. Care for some wine? I have the best. I can use one myself after
kicking our language in high gear. I'm dying for a drink. And for something else, too. Insolence! But you are an exciting man.
Shrewd Siberian tiger that became the
hunter. I awoke just in time to wound it, to chase in a battle to the finish. Awaking naked General Mei Ling Mei Song to help in the confrontation between the mighty beast and my little tail. Mei Ling, it still comes. I'm out of ammo. It's about to spring. Mei Ling jammed in a clip. And in midair, she fell the powerful, magnificent killing machine that would show no mercy for its prey. And toppled on my ass here. Mei Ling, you saved my meat. It was about to make me its pork chop sandwich. Help get it off me, and you will receive pleasures unknown to all civilization in your present quivering nudity.
Is that a promise, Yun? Mei Ling awaits an anxious passion.
I wish my demands met. More food, clothing, and less torture of the prisoners. And food for the hungry, begging children at your gates.
You American son. Why didn't I beat you within an inch of your life to show you who's almighty here?
Agreed, most supreme one.
Agreed for now. Just give me my due. I'm putty in your hands, under your tender embraces.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Mei Ling, you don't need me. You're rich, young, talented, and declared one of the famous beauties in all East Asia. The untouchable dragon lady.
My world is your world. Don't you forget that. You're mine, body and soul. Shut up and massage my feet and keep doing your thing. Anyway, does the world need you?
It needed me here.
You see, I know you miss your parents. You speak of them in your sleep. You are better off like him. Anyway.
Yeah?
You have no other choice, my darling.
Dragon Lady.
There's another kitty cat.
Yeah. What? Give me that gun. The next day, I made my getaway. I departed to Japan, the place before my interruption. In 1950, North Korea, backed by the Soviet Union, invaded the South. In less than a month, the South fell. The UN sent troops to aid the South under the command of General MacArthur. The trend of the war soon reversed itself, but the Chinese intervened, and the UN forces retreated. Finally, talk of a ceasefire was in the offing. The ravages of war make your heart bleed again and again. Millions of Koreans were uprooted from their homes because of bombing, shelling, or mass hysteria, and attempted to flee to safety. Cities in the South became giant refugee camps, with people begging for food and minor comforts, and sleeping in the streets. And there were those misplaced casualties. I went looking for Mei Ling, Mei Song.
That's about the first part of Dragon. We'll play another part tomorrow, the middle part, or the ending.